tell y'all a true story. Back in the 80s, me and Cooley had a band in this town. It was called Adam's House Cat. Right? I want to hear you yell if you were born back then. And we had this band, and we were writing pretty good songs, and we were getting decent at playing. But there was nowhere to play. And we'd hit the road in our 1966 Ford pickup with a camper shell full of gear. And we'd go play the Nick on a Monday night in the rain for $8. Or maybe we might go to Huntsville and play the Tip Top on a Friday night, and we'd make $100. And we wanted to play at home more than anything. But in them days, Colbert County had just gone wet, and Florence had just gone wet, but there just wasn't any kind of clubs that had rock and roll bands. Especially belligerent, foul mouth punk rock bands that wrote their own songs and wouldn't play Sweet Home Alabama. And around that time, we won this contest, Musician Magazine, and we were absolutely convinced that any day now, we're about to be big rock stars. And we got on the front page of the Times Daily, and they said all these nice things about us. And so they wanted to book a show here in town to show off. But nobody in town was hiring bands that played original music in 1988. And finally, there was this club across the river, and they were about to close. And the guy who ran the place, I hit him up to play there. And I said, if we can play there, we'll charge the door $3 a head, and we'll play for that, and then whatever money you make on the bar is all yours. And he agreed, and we brought our friend Byron over to be our door guy, because he's honest and we trust him with our lives. And we went in there and we packed that fucker. We sold it out. It was packed. And then he screwed us on our own money, and he wouldn't give it to us. And I was so mad, and I went back to my one-room apartment at Quail Run that I lived in that spring. And I sat there on the kitchen bar, and I wrote this song about it. I was so mad. I said, tired of living in Buttholeville. William. So I said, working down at Billy Bob's Bar and Grill. Food that tastes like the way I feel. There's a girl on the dance floor dressed. She's the best one. used to be the Southern Touch, and by that time it was called Swampers, and we were playing there. And we were by that time playing this song, and it got a little misunderstood, and the word spread around, and the next thing you know, we are even less welcome in town. So am I gonna apologize? The second verse. Dear sweet Jimmy Johnson, this song's called Ronnie and Neil.